victory, but not we haven't won the war yet.
Bill Pilkington's home is behind the crematory on Workley Road. For more than 20 years, Pilkington and other residents say the smell and smoke from the crematory is disruptive to their lives and worry about possible health effects.
Could be 2-3 times a day. It could be at night. We've been sitting in our family room. Our family room sticks out from the back of the house. We have a big bay window. We open that window. My wife and I will be watching TV, and all of a sudden you get a whiff of that smell.
Vincent Amagon says he met with the AG's office last week, then decided to voluntarily halt the cremation process. Amagon is now reviewing options for the future of the crematory.
The options that we have right now is a stay. The other option is to relocate, and that would be up to not just the Attorney General, I guess, and it's also up to the New York State Cemetery Board, and then probably the town board itself.
The Clean Air Coalition of Western New York has been helping residents to convince the state to shut down the crematory. Recently, it revealed the DEC and University of Buffalo discovered crematory particles in the neighborhood from the smokestack on Sheridan Drive.
I don't know if you've ever smelled human flesh burning. It's not pleasant. If you've ever seen dark black smoke coming out, you can't sit in your backyard because you never know when the odors are going to come and when the black smoke's going to come.
Ron Labuda lives directly behind that smokestack.
Move that crematory out of here. Put it in your backyard and let your neighbors enjoy it. Just get it out of our neighborhood. Do the right thing.
Amagon says it has done everything it can to make changes. The state agreement preserves the right of the Attorney General to take legal action if issues are not resolved. Residents say their fight will not end until the crematory is removed. Eileen Buckley, WVFO and AM 970 News.